Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. First, we have a message for our caring adults. Our podcast is now available on Amazon Alexa. Download the Be Calm on Awe Island skill now and say, "Open Be Calm on Awe Island." Thanks for listening.
Are you a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon? You'll get an extra new episode every week and your favorites available on demand. We have 3 levels, so you're sure to find the amount of support you're comfortable with and the content you'd like to receive. Thank you so much for listening. Now, let's relax. Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready for some deep dragon breaths? Before we begin, have you found a quiet spot? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Let's start relaxing with 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in. Feel the air coming in your nose to fill your tummy with fresh air. And then breathe out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in and out. One last dragon breath in and out. Now it's time to relax your entire body, starting with your feet. Wiggle all your toes. And then squeeze your toes together, pretending you are picking up a banana. Hold that banana tight with your toes and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. One more time. Pretend you are holding a banana with your toes and let it go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle your toes. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. Remember to breathe slowly like a dragon, in and out. Next, lift your leg up just a little and let it float down. Lift your other leg just a little and let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up and let it float back down. Lift your other leg and let it float down.
Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed. Keep breathing slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Now pretend you're holding a star inside each of your hands. Squeeze your hands into a tight ball. Are the stars tickling your hands? Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm? Or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars twinkling back up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath. In and out. Again, give yourself a big hug. Squeeze and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flow into your chest and arms as you breathe in and out. Now you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time. Make a grumpy face. Let your face and neck soften and breathe in and out. Finally, you are going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your toes, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go! Squeeze your whole body tight and let go. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, squeeze your whole body tight. And then relax. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose and out your mouth. One more time. Squeeze your whole body tight and and then let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Sweet Pickles. Mia blinked and slowly opened her eyes. It had been a lovely nap. She stretched and looked over at her brother. Max, are you awake? Max slowly sat up and stretched. Of course, he said with a yawn. Well, I'm going to see what we can do with Grandpa and Grandma. Mia paused. Do you smell that? I smell something sweet. So do I, Max said. I wonder what it is. Max and Mia quickly hopped out of their beds and headed to the kitchen, where they found Grandpa running the beets they had picked under cool water. Are you ready to help pickle the beets? He asked. And the cucumbers? Said Grandma. Yes! Both Max and Mia exclaimed. Okay, I've boiled the beets and now I'm cooling them. After you wash your hands, we'll peel them. Max and Mia washed their hands. As Mia took a cool beet from her grandpa, it popped out of her hand and onto the table. Careful, they're slippery, Grandpa said, smiling. Mia giggled and picked it up again. Then she concentrated on peeling the beet. The peel just slipped right off. Mia put the beet into a bowl. Then Grandpa set the bowl of cooled beets on the table and said, "Here you go." Max and Mia laughed as the peels slid off and the beets slipped through their hands. Mia held her hands up and said, "Look at my hands. It's a good thing I like pink." Her hands were now a deep shade of pink. Max laughed and held his hands up too. They were just as pink as his sister's. Oh my, Grandma said with a smile as she cut the peeled beets. I guess we all know what you've been doing. Max and Mia laughed and laughed. Grandpa brought them some jars and two spoons and said, now we fill the jars with the cut beets. So they did. Max and Mia's mom and dad came in and asked, what are we doing? Max and Mia held their pink palms up and said, pickling beets. And they finished dishing the beets into the jars and Grandpa said, okay, let's mix the pickle juice. They stirred beet water, sugar, vinegar, and some spices together. Then they filled the jars with the liquid and put the lids on each jar. That'll do it, Grandpa said. Now are you ready to help with the cucumbers? Grandma asked. While Max and Mia had been finishing the beets with Grandpa, she had been slicing the cucumbers. Yes, Max and Mia replied excitedly. We'll start by washing your hands again. I would like my pickles to be green, not pink, thank you, Grandma said. Mia giggled and washed her hands. They were still quite a bit pink when Grandma said, that's good enough. We're going to put the cucumbers in the jars. Then we'll make pickle juice for the cucumbers and pour it over them. Like we did for the beets? Max asked as he finished drying his hands. Exactly, Grandma said. And so just like they had done with the beets, Max and Mia added the cucumbers to the jars. Then the pickle juice. This time their hands didn't change any color. They put the lids on the jars and Grandpa took the jars away. Now it was just about time for supper. Max and Mia excitedly told their parents all about making pickles. They both enjoyed the way the beet peels had slid off in their hands and laughed as they described it. After supper, everyone sat down on the bench swing. They gently moved back and forth. The mellow movement caused Mia to yawn. And as more and more stars sparkled in the night sky, she knew it was time for bed. Sure enough, time for bed, Mia's dad said. It had been a fun day. Mia and Max hopped off the swing. Mia said goodnight to each firefly she met on her way into the house. Inside, they washed up and went to their room. As they snuggled into each bed, Max and Mia thought of all they had to be grateful for. Max was happy to help Grandpa make his famous pickled beets. Mia was thankful to have pink hands. Most of all, both Max and Mia were very grateful for the fun day with Grandpa and Grandma. Both little kids gave themselves a tight hug and relaxed, wishing everyone happiness and peace. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out. Mia sank into her fluffy pillow. Max took another dragon breath. And smiled. Then they both relaxed as they took one more deep dragon breath in and out. Max and Mia drifted off to sleep, listening to the creak of the soothing bench swing as it rocked back and forth. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.